これから2019年度第1回国連英検 C 級のリスニングテストを始めます。1。これから短い英文を10言います。英文は2回言います。よく聞いて会話が成り立つように最も適切なものを A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。途中でメモを取っても構いません。
Number 1.
It's bitterly cold today. It's bitterly cold today.
Number 2. May I have some water? May I have some water?Number 3.
I'm going to be late for my meeting. I'm going to be late for my meeting.
Number 4. Will you see him today? Will you see him today?Number 5.
How would you like your eggs? How would you like your eggs?
Number 6. Why did the singer call off the concert? Why did the singer call off the concert?Number 7.
Now where was I? Now where was I?
Number 8. The flowers will bloom soon. The flowers will bloom soon.Number 9.
Global warming is hurting the earth. Global warming is hurting the earth.
Number 10. He's a famous writer. He's a famous writer.
2. これから短い会話を10言います。会話は2回繰り返します。その後、会話の内容について10の質問をします。質問も2回繰り返します。よく聞いて、それぞれの質問の答えとして最も適切なものを A、B、C、D の中から1つ選びなさい。途中でメモを取っても構いません。
Number 11. What's the weather like?
Wear an overcoat.
What's the weather like?
Wear an overcoat.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean?Number 12.
I like your girlfriend.
She likes you too.
I like your girlfriend.
She likes you too. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? Number 13. I'll be home late.
I'll make a sandwich for you.
I'll be home late.
I'll make a sandwich for you.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 14.
My car won't start.
I'll give you a ride to work.
My car won't start.
I'll give you a ride to work. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? Number 15. My house was broken into, but nothing was taken.
You're lucky.
My house was broken into, but nothing was taken.
You're lucky.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 16.
I enjoyed sailing yesterday.
I like sailing too.
I enjoyed sailing yesterday.
I like sailing too. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? Number 17. I got married yesterday.
To anyone I know?
I got married yesterday.
To anyone I know?
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 18.
Where can I stay in Tokyo?
I know several good hotels.
Where can I stay in Tokyo?
I know several good hotels. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? Number 19. Could you lend me $10?
With pleasure.
Could you lend me $10?
With pleasure.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 20.
Where have you been all week?
I had to fly to New York on business.
Where have you been all week?
I had to fly to New York on business. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean?
これから英文を2回繰り返します。その後、内容について10の質問をします。質問も2回繰り返します。よく聞いて、それぞれの質問の答えとして最も適切なものを A、B、C、D の中から1つ選びなさい。途中でメモを取っても構いません。
Listen.
Mari Suzuki Chen was born in Japan to an American father, Frank Chen, and a Japanese mother, Hiromi Suzuki, in Kobe. Both her parents were writers. Her father wrote in English and her mother in Japanese. Mari became fluent in Japanese and English and became completely a bilingual writer. At 19, she first published a short story in Japanese. It won a prize. When she was 20, she published a short story in English in the United States, which also won a prize. Which language should I write in? She asked her mother and father. I'm so confused. Her mother and father told her she had a rare gift. She should write in both English and Japanese. But who has ever heard of a writer writing in two languages? She said. Both her mother and father could immediately think of an excellent Japanese-American essayist and scholar in the United States, Akiko Miyamoto, who wrote in English, Japanese, and French. She taught at a university in Palo Alto, California. Mari got a scholarship to Professor Miyamoto's university with a combined bachelor's and master's degree program in literature. Akiko Miyamoto became her advisor and friend. She advised Mari not to go for a doctorate. You are a fine scholar, Professor Miyamoto said, but in your heart, you are an artist. Should I write in English or Japanese? Mari asked. Professor Miyamoto said, You write beautifully in English and Japanese. Write your stories in both languages by all means. But Japan is your home ground, and you should start from there. Mari went home and took part-time jobs at universities and continued to write. One day, a publisher contacted her, and they decided to work together. When she translated a best-selling Japanese novel of hers into English, it became popular worldwide. A TV interviewer asked Mari, What's being a writer like? She answered, It's hard work. You always want a bestseller, but you never know how well a book will sell, if it sells at all.
Listen again.
Mari Suzuki Chen was born in Japan to an American father, Frank Chen, and a Japanese mother, Hiromi Suzuki, in Kobe. Both her parents were writers. Her father wrote in English and her mother in Japanese. Mari became fluent in Japanese and English and became completely a bilingual writer. At 19, she first published a short story in Japanese. It won a prize. When she was 20, she published a short story in English in the United States, which also won a prize. Which language should I write in? She asked her mother and father. I'm so confused. Her mother and father told her she had a rare gift. She should write in both English and Japanese. But who has ever heard of a writer writing in two languages? She said. Both her mother and father could immediately think of an excellent Japanese-American essayist and scholar in the United States, Akiko Miyamoto, who wrote in English, Japanese, and French. She taught at a university in Palo Alto, California. Mari got a scholarship to Professor Miyamoto's university with a combined bachelor's and master's degree program in literature. Akiko Miyamoto became her advisor and friend. She advised Mari not to go for a doctorate. You are a fine scholar, Professor Miyamoto said, but in your heart, you are an artist. Should I write in English or Japanese? Mari asked. Professor Miyamoto said, You write beautifully in English and Japanese. Write your stories in both languages by all means. But Japan is your home ground, and you should start from there. Mari went home and took part-time jobs at universities and continued to write. One day, a publisher contacted her, and they decided to work together. When she translated a best-selling Japanese novel of hers into English, it became popular worldwide. A TV interviewer asked Mari, What's being a writer like? She answered, It's hard work. You always want a bestseller. But you never know how well a book will sell, if it sells at all.
Number 21. What nationalities are Mari's mother and father? What nationalities are Mari's mother and father? Number 22. What is Madi's special talent? What is Madi's special talent? Number 23. What did Madi's parents tell her about writing in two languages? What did Madi's parents tell her about writing in two languages? Number 24. Who writes in more than two languages? Who writes in more than two languages? Number 25. Where was Madi's university? Where was Madi's university? Number 26. Why did Professor Miyamoto tell Madi, "But in your heart, you're an artist"? Why did Professor Miyamoto tell Madi, "But in your heart, you're an artist"? Number 27. What did Professor Miyamoto mean by, "You write beautifully in English and Japanese. Write your stories in both languages by all means. But Japan is your home ground, and you should start from there"? What did Professor Miyamoto mean by, "You write beautifully in English and Japanese. Write your stories in both languages by all means. But Japan is your home ground, and you should start from there"? Number 28. What did Madi do after she graduated from her university? What did Madi do after she graduated from her university? Number 29. What became popular worldwide? What became popular worldwide? Number 30. What does Madi tell the TV interviewer about writing? What does Madi tell the TV interviewer about writing?
Four. これから会話を2回繰り返します。その後、内容について10の質問をします。質問も2回繰り返します。よく聞いて、それぞれの質問の答えとして最も適切なものを A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。途中でメモを取っても構いません。
Listen. Ichiro is talking to his English teacher in his college in Japan.
How come you can write good essays in English, Ichiro?
I think I owe it to my education back in Toronto.
Tell me about your education there.
I attended junior and senior high school altogether for 6 years.
Did you know English when you entered junior high school?
No, not in the least. I struggled for the first 3 to 6 months trying to understand what's going on at school.The most helpful person was my junior high school English teacher. She always asked me to summarize the text we were using in class in my own words in English.
Was there anything else that helped you advance?
I got a lot of reading assignments, and I had to learn to analyze the text in high school.
What kind of books did you read in high school English class?
I read fiction, such as To Kill a Mockingbird, Macbeth, The Old Man and the Sea,and Of Mice and Men.
What did you do in English class?
After reading the books, we discussed the text. The students exchanged their ideas, and so developed their thoughts logically.
How did you develop your writing skills?
The ultimate goal of our English class was to be able to come up with an academic essay. Our English teacher trained us to think and write systematically.
No wonder you are an excellent student.
Listen again. Ichiro is talking to his English teacher in his college in Japan.
How come you can write good essays in English, Ichiro?
I think I owe it to my education back in Toronto.
Tell me about your education there.
I attended junior and senior high school altogether for 6 years.
Did you know English when you entered junior high school?
No, not in the least. I struggled for the first 3 to 6 months trying to understand what's going on at school. The most helpful person was my junior high school English teacher. She always asked me to summarize the text we were using in class in my own words in English.
Was there anything else that helped you advance?
I got a lot of reading assignments, and I had to learn to analyze the text in high school.
What kind of books did you read in high school English class?
I read fiction, such as To Kill a Mockingbird, Macbeth, The Old Man and the Sea, and Of Mice and Men.
What did you do in English class?
After reading the books, we discussed the text. The students exchanged their ideas and so developed their thoughts logically.
How did you develop your writing skills?
The ultimate goal of our English class was to be able to come up with an academic essay. Our English teacher trained us to think and write systematically.
No wonder you are an excellent student.
Number 31. Who is Ichiro talking to? Who is Ichiro talking to? Number 32. What does the person Ichiro talking to want to know? What does the person Ichiro talking to want to know? Number 33. How long did Ichiro study in Toronto? How long did Ichiro study in Toronto? Number 34. How was Ichiro in junior high school at the beginning? How was Ichiro in junior high school at the beginning? Number 35. What helped Ichiro's English best in junior high school? What helped Ichiro's English best in junior high school? Number 36. What helped Ichiro to advance in his English study? What helped Ichiro to advance in his English study? Number 37. What was one of the books Ichiro read in high school English class? What was one of the books Ichiro read in high school English class? Number 38. What was the purpose of discussion after reading, according to Ichiro? What was the purpose of discussion after reading, according to Ichiro? Number 39. What had high school students needed to demonstrate finally? What had high school students needed to demonstrate finally? Number 40. How did Ichiro's high school English teacher train him? How did Ichiro's high school English teacher train him?